All right, take your Bibles tonight and turn with me to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. What a great chapter. Don't you love Philippians? I've loved the whole book. I remember when I was a counselor at camp one summer, I spent the whole summer in my personal devotions going through Philippians. And you know, I about got that book memorized. And to this day, I can't go all the way through all Philippians. I can almost, though, almost get all the way through. And just a tremendous book. Let's take a look at chapter 4. And once again, as we did in a previous message, let's consider verses 4 through 8 tonight. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 8. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Father, I pray that you'd help us as we think on these things tonight. I pray, Lord, that we'll understand more about what it is to have the joy of the Lord and to allow the joy of the Lord to produce its fruit in our lives. Also, Lord, about some of the things that are practical things we can do in our life to help that joy overflow. Lord, we thank you for your blessed Holy Spirit. One of his fruits is the joy of the Lord. And I ask, Father, that tonight's message would be exactly what we need. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, in this chapter, in this section of Scripture, there are at least three qualities that go hand in hand with joy. And you'll remember that I call them joy's companions. Joy's companions. Last time we looked at verse 6 and 7 concerning praying with thanksgiving. And we called that kind of praying, praying with thanksgiving, we called it mediation. Because we fit right in with the Lord Jesus Christ as the mediator. And He is in us and we are in Him. And when we pray for others, we can go right to God and we mediate along with Jesus for others. Now, He's the mediator, but we're in Him. We're in Him. And so when we pray, we have direct access. And we said that that kind of prayer, that kind of mediation produces joy. And also when you have the joy of the Lord, it makes you want to pray like that. So these qualities, not only are they produced by joy, but also they produce joy themselves. It's kind of a cycle. You have the joy of the Lord, and it produces these qualities, and these qualities give you more joy, and it's kind of an upward spiral, and just a great thing. So mediation. In verse number 8, we have meditation, and we'll probably talk about that in another message if the Lord allows. Today, I want us to look at verse number 5, and let's talk about moderation. Moderation. Verse number 5, once again, let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord. And if you rejoice in the Lord, one of the outgrowths of that joy is going to be this moderation. You will allow or let your moderation show and be known unto all men because the Lord is at hand. So joy produces this moderation. On the other side, this moderation produces joy. Because when you live that way, it helps you to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. That's a tough task. How do I do that, Lord? He says, let your moderation be known unto all men. That's how you can rejoice in the Lord. So these qualities, this quality of moderation is one of joy's companions. It goes hand in hand with joy. And we need to have that moderation in our lives, don't we? So let's consider it tonight. First of all, moderation defined. The verse says, let your moderation. This word moderation comes from the root word to yield. To yield. Yielding, you know what that means. It means giving in. Tonight I was getting ready to go to choir practice and was leaving a little bit early because we wanted to set up some things up on the platform. And I was looking to forward to getting out in the driveway. And here it is, December, but it's still warm. Still warm. It was, how warm was it? Was it 78 today? 80 today? 80 degrees today, isn't it? All you listening on the internet, sunny Florida, 80 degrees, December. Hey, isn't this wonderful? but I was looking forward to going to choir practice. I was going to go out there and get in my nice air-conditioned van and turn that key on and pump the air condition and cool off before I got to choir practice. And just as I was going out the door, my wife said, there's three of us, you take the car. Our car's air conditioner doesn't work very well. And I thought, I don't want to take the car. I'm the head of this home. I don't have to take the car if I don't want to. But wait a minute. There's three of them, and there's one of me. And it's rougher on my wife being hot in the car than me, because she's a lady. You know, guys, we sweat. Girls just kind of glow. You know, they just glow. And so on the way out, I thought, let your moderation be known unto all men. I'm going to preach on it today. I better practice it. And so I yielded, and I put my van key back in my pocket, got out my car key, and I yielded, okay? I yielded. Well, this is what this word moderation actually means. It's from the root word to yield. The word that you read here in our King James Bible that's translated moderation, in other places in our King James Bible, the same original word is translated gentle, and then a couple times it's translated patient. But it's the same word. And so this word moderation has the idea of being gentle or being patient. Not a person who is harsh. Let your moderation be known unto all men. In other words, be a person who's not harsh, but gentle. Not somebody who, you know, you're afraid to talk to them because they're going to bite your head off. No, this person's gentle. Mom and dad, can our kids come to us and say, Dad, I blew it. Mom, I messed up. I shouldn't have done that. I got in trouble at school today. Now, if they got in trouble at school today, yes, you need to handle it at home. Maybe there needs to be further discipline at home. But you know, part of that discipline doesn't have to be, what? You got in trouble? Don't you care about our family? Don't you know what you're doing to my reputation? Oh, I can't believe you got in trouble. You just got in trouble all the time in school. What's wrong with you anyway? Haven't I raised you better than that? Oh, man. Okay, let your moderation be known unto all men. Now, you can handle it seriously. You could say, son or daughter, you know that's wrong. I've told you, don't talk in class. If you've got something to say, raise your hand. If the teacher wants to hear it, they'll call on you. But don't talk unless your hand's up and the teacher calls on you. And then you won't get in trouble for talking in class. It's as simple as that. You can say that, but you don't have to be, you know. Make it so your kids say, my mom and dad love me. They're trying to help me. I got to tell them, because if they find out from the teacher, I'll really be in trouble. So I got to tell them. But at least I know, I might get in trouble, but at least I know they're going to do it lovingly. They're going to handle it lovingly. Let your moderation be known. It's a gentleness. It's a gentleness. Also the word patient. Patient. You know, I think all of us have to work on patience. I know I do. I know I do. Especially if I'm focused on something. You know, today in choir practice, I'm like, okay, we got 1 hour. Come on, let's get through. Actually, we had hour 15. We got an hour 15. Let's get through this. You know, let's stay focused. And then, you know, something happens here, and then we got to do this or work this out. And, oh, man, come on, let's go. No, we got to be patient. We got to be patient. A lot of us say, Lord, I need patience, and I need it right now. Sometimes it takes patience to get patience. But that's what this word moderation means. Another word that describes moderation is forbearance. Forbearance. That's a big word. When somebody forbears, it means they don't act rashly. They have a patient sort of self-control. And they don't just jump right in and say, well, here's what's going to happen. No, wait a minute. Forbearance. Wait and see for a minute. What's the situation? Make sure I understand. Both sides of the story, perhaps. Moderation. Forbearance. Patient self-control. One commentator called it this. I like this. It's a sweet reasonableness. A sweet reasonableness. Do you know people like that? They're reasonable. Oh, you're not... Maybe you had a school teacher like that. Some school teachers, you know, they're obnoxious and harsh. Some school teachers are oblivious and you're getting away with all kinds of stuff. Some school teachers, though, they have a sweet reasonableness about them. They're not going to tolerate foolishness. But at the same time, you know, if you drop your pencil and you bend over to pick it up, they're going to be, oh, what are you doing? You're not supposed to be, you know, leaning out of your seat. Sit up straight. I got to pick up my pencil, you know. No, they have a sweet reasonableness about them. And that's what this idea of moderation is. That's what we think of as moderation. Not going to one extreme or the other, but just that sweet reasonableness. The word also has the idea of being considerate of others. Considerate of others. Put yourself in their shoes. You know, sometimes we're so short with people. But if we have moderation, it's going to be known unto all men, we're going to be considerate of them. How would I want to be treated in this situation? You know, one of the reasons that I was able to be an assistant pastor for 19 years at one church was because that pastor that I served the Lord with and under had been an assistant pastor before he became a senior pastor. And he knew what it was like to be an assistant pastor and how, you know, the good points and the bad points about that and how to treat an assistant pastor. And so he treated me the way that he wanted to be treated when he was an assistant pastor. And it was wonderful. And the Lord allowed us to just stay and stay for all those years and see the Lord's hand of blessing on music ministry and the youth ministry and some other things. But it was because he was considerate of others. He had that moderation. I'm trying to think in 19 years if he ever bit my head off, you know. I don't think so. I probably deserved it a couple times. But you know, I don't remember it at all. So praise the Lord for him. This word moderation means not demanding our rights, but waiving them. Not demanding our rights, but waiving them. Now that's foreign in our society. Here in the United States of America, we say, nope, you got to stand up for your rights. And in a sense, you do, okay? We have the right to free speech, so we need to exercise that right and proclaim the gospel and preach the gospel. We have a right to talk to people about the Lord, even a right to knock on their door. Well, no soliciting. We're not selling anything. It's a free gift, okay? We're not selling anything. So, you know, we have the right to do that, so we need to exercise that right, okay? And I understand that. But what we're talking about is matters of personal offense. When we feel like someone's stepping on us or they're infringing on our territory or on what, you know, this is my rights. Wait a second. What if Jesus said that? They got no right to be spitting in my face, putting a crown of thorns on my head, nailing me to the old rugged cross. I got my rights. What if Jesus said that? We'd be in trouble, wouldn't we? No salvation, right? No salvation. And this moderation has the idea of not demanding my rights, but being willing to waive those and to put those off because of allowing others to have first place. You know, when I think about these different definitions of moderation, I got to thinking, isn't that how God is? Isn't that how He deals with us? Think about that a minute. He's gentle. Aren't you glad that When we go to God and say, Lord, I blew it again, He doesn't bite our head off. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad He's patient? Aren't you glad He's gentle? Aren't you glad He has forbearance? You know, He doesn't just act right away like, okay, you've sinned, boom, lightning strikes. I'm glad for His mercy. I'm glad for His mercy. Aren't you glad that our God has that sweet reasonableness? A sweet reasonableness about how God deals with me. He's considerate of others. The Bible says He knoweth our frame, that we are but dust. He knows what it's like. He walked in our shoes. That's one of the reasons that Jesus became man. And a lot of times we emphasize the deity of Christ, that He was 100% God. And we need to emphasize that. But it's also true that He was 100% man. And that's just as wonderful a teaching. I'm sure you've heard sermons on the deity of Christ, that He's God. Have you ever heard a sermon on the humanity of Christ, that He's man? I've heard a couple. I'll tell you, it's a great doctrine. Because He was a man like us, He knows our infirmities. He knows the temptations that we face. He has experienced them. We have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Okay, He never failed, but He knows what we're going through. And He can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He's considerate of others. He has that moderation. And like I said, He didn't demand His rights, but He waived them. So that's moderation defined. Let your moderation be known unto all men. That's a command. How are we doing on it? Number two, moderation demonstrated. Because the verse not only says, let your moderation, but then it says, be made known unto all men. We're supposed to have this quality of moderation demonstrated in our lives. If we have the joy of the Lord, it'll be demonstrated. Moderation will be demonstrated. And also, if we'll demonstrate moderation, we'll get more joy. The joy of the Lord will come back to us. And we will be able to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, He says, rejoice if we'll demonstrate that moderation. Notice that phrase, be made known. It's also previously in the chapter, later in the chapter, in verse 6. Look down again in verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request, here it is, be made known unto God. You see, in verse 6, our requests are to be made known. And in verse 5, our moderation is to be made known. In verse 6, our requests are being made known unto whom? To God. And in verse 5, our moderation is to be made known unto whom? To man. Okay? And then further, I'd like to say this. Our requests are made known unto God by our words, and our moderation is made known unto man by our actions. Okay? If you want to let your moderation be known unto all men, it's got to show in some actions. You might say, well, you know, I'm a pretty gentle person. I'm pretty patient. I got forbearance. I got a sweet reasonableness about me. I'm considerate of others. Well, has that shown in some specific actions this week? Could your family say, well, you know, this week he did this, and she did this, and she did this. So yeah, she's got that sweet reasonableness. Because it's got to be shown in our actions. It's got to be demonstrated. Let your moderation be known unto all men. And folks, people don't listen so much to what we say unless they see it in our lives. Like they say, people don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. And so, you know, we could talk till we're blue in the face, but unless they see something special in us, unless they see that moderation, it's got to be made known unto all men for us to be effective as a testimony for the Lord. Too often, we're harsh in our judgment. You know, we think, well, you know, if those people were really serious, then they would do this. Or, you know, they must not really love the Lord very much, or, boy, I wonder how much they put in the offering, you know, or something like that. Well, wait a second. We're so harsh with people. Most of the time we're more hard on others than we are on ourselves. Harsh judgment is the Lord's prerogative. He's allowed to judge that way because He's perfect. And yet even He exhibits that sweet reasonableness, that moderation. So it's demonstrated by our actions. And then finally tonight, I want us to look at moderation-driven. Moderation-driven. And what I mean by driven is, what is the motivation for us to have this sweet reasonableness? It's in that verse. Did you see it there? Let your moderation be made known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Now, I think there's two meanings for that term, or that phrase, at hand. It can be used of place. When you say something's at hand, you mean it's right there. It's right there. I got that. I have that on hand. Okay? Somebody might call up somebody on the phone and say, hey, do you got a certain tool? Okay? I always like to call up Don and Helen, because Don's got his garage full of tools and it's all organized and he can find them. It's amazing. He's got all those, you know, those little drawers that you keep all this little stuff in, and he's got, you know, certain screws in this drawer and nails in this little drawer, and it's amazing what he's got going. But he's got stuff at hand. At hand can be used of place. So when it says the Lord is at hand, one of the meanings is, He's here. He's right here. I better have moderation. I better have sweet reasonableness. I better not be harsh. I better not snap at my mom or dad. I better not get testy. You know, well, I'm just a moody person. Well, understand that different people have different physical problems and physiological moodiness. I understand that. But wait a second. If you are that person, you need to say, Lord, give me victory, though, because I want to have moderation. I want to have a sweet reasonableness, even when I got some physical excuses. I want to have that sweet reasonableness. Because the Lord's at hand. He's right there. The reality of His presence. The reality of His presence is what motivates us to have this moderation. And say, Lord, I've got to be considerate of others. I've got to have forbearance. Don't let me be harsh, because You're right here, Lord. The Lord is at hand. It can be used of place. Secondly, it can be used of time. At time. And when we say that something is at hand, we could mean that it's about to happen. And so when I read that phrase, the Lord is at hand, the truth is, the rapture, first part of His second coming, could happen any moment. The Lord is at hand. And when He comes, are we going to be found watching? Are we going to be found ready? Are we going to be found letting our moderation be known unto all men? Or is He going to come and find us grumpy, harsh, critical, not putting up with anything from anybody, no patience, no forbearance? Or when He comes, is He going to find us having that sweet reasonableness of the Lord Jesus Christ? That joy that comes from it as well. Do you know people that don't have any problem with moderation? Sometimes you think of them, well, they've got an easygoing personality. And some people it is easier for them than others. I understand that. But you know, some of those people that are able to have this moderation, they seem to have joy, don't they? Nothing seems to fluster them. They you rarely see them down. They got a smile on their face, and as we say, a smile in their heart. And you know it's real. And you like to be around those people, don't you? Because it's the joy of the Lord. It's the joy of the Lord. And that joy comes from moderation, and the moderation produces the joy. It's that cycle. So we ought to say tonight, Lord, give me that moderation. Help me to rejoice in You so I can have it. And then help me to have it so I can rejoice in You. Help me to remember, Lord, that You're at hand. The reality of Your presence and the rapture in Your second coming is right here. And help me to live in light of the fact that I could be with You any moment. Let my moderation be made known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Let's bow in prayer.